Tom Kelly of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association says ramping up towards the Olympic Games in Sochi, athletes are hopeful as they compete in qualifying events all over the globe. Starting here at home in Park City, an exciting and well-attended event, says Kelly, with the Visa Freestyle World Cup over last weekend at Deer Valley.
Olympic qualifier for the U.S. and the criteria for freestyle is two top three finishes and still do not have many athletes who've hit that level. We were pretty dominant into the finals, but just not converting a lot of those to podiums. But boy, Hannah Carney was hot. She picked up wins on Thursday and Saturday in the moguls competition and stretched her win streak here out to six. Beyond that, a lot of fourth place finishes from Patrick Dineen, Eliza Outram in moguls, and a great performance by Jonathan Lillis to make it into the superfinals in aerials. And then on Saturday night, just packing it into the top 10 with the women's side, but only that one podium. But a great competition.
With that qualifying criteria, only Hannah Carney has made it with two top three finishes.
She also has a mathematic lock on that right now. Ashley Caldwell, who unfortunately touched back in aerials qualifying and didn't make the finals, she has one top three finish, so she's looking to wrap that up at Lake Placid. We'll still name others beyond that, but athletes can kind of choose their own destiny by getting into that top three. So Patrick Dineen, who's halfway there in moguls, looking for another top three, just missed it here in Deer Valley on Saturday night.
There was also Olympic qualifying in Breckenridge, even though the weather forced cancellation of a free skiing event.
The results of the qualifiers stand as official. So that is by FIS World Cup rules. Based on that decision, Bobby Brown and Kerry Herman, two of the top competitors in the sport, led the qualifiers, so they get the win. No Olympic clinches there at Breckenridge. They're going to come here to Park City to decide that.
But in snowboarding, when events were canceled in Breckenridge, it brought Olympic qualification into question and appeals from several athletes. Kelly says the governing bodies will determine how those snowboarding qualifications will take place. In snowboard cross, several athletes qualified for the Olympics during competition in Andorra.
The USA's Trevor Jacob, who was a winner at the Canyons last year, picked up his first World Cup win. Nate Holland was fourth, and the objective criteria is a top four finish for Olympic selection. So now we have Nate Holland, Trevor Jacob, and Alex Diebold on the men's side. And on the women's side, Lindsay Jacob Ellis with a pair of third place finishes this weekend. They're on the Sochi list right now.
Moving into cross country, the World Cup team solidified qualifications for the Olympics.
Keegan Randall picking up a win there in the sprint, and also in the team sprint, Andy Newell teaming up with Simi Hamilton for a fifth-place finish, which is absolutely extraordinary on the men's side. Those guys are really picking up the pace as we head to Sochi.
Still, one more component of qualification is FIS points for the cross-country skiers who competed at the recently finished U.S. National Championships at Soldier Hollow. Park City's Rosie Brennan rose to the top.
Great event out at Soldier Hollow last week. Park City's Rosie Brennan picking up a title in the classic sprint, the gold medal, and also three medals along the way. And those skiers out there hoping that they picked up enough FIS points that come next Sunday, they'll be ranked high enough to make up those final few spots on the Olympic team.
Final cross-country Olympic selection will take place January 21st. Next week overall is a big one for all teams finalizing their picks for Sochi. The U.S. women's ski jumping team will be named on January 22nd. And finally, coming back to Park City with this weekend's 2014 Visa U.S. Free Skiing Grand Prix, lots of action will be had at Park City Mountain Resort.
Friday and Saturday, pretty similar, midday around noonish for the slope styles each day. And then coming up on in the evening, Friday night and Saturday night, under the lights in the half pipe, it will be the final qualifier for the Olympic half pipe and OAR concert, followed by the announcement of the nominations of the first Olympic free skiing team.
That's Tom Kelly with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.